Before we even start the prayer line, I see the Holy Spirit of angels hanging out right here over this audience. Before we even have a prayer line started, do you believe with all your heart? If the Holy Spirit reach into that audience and show the audience the sign from heaven, would you believe it with all your heart? There's a lady sitting right there, someone who has a little girl that's got heart trouble. She's very seriously, she can't even get out of bed. Isn't that right, sister? Stand up to your feet. She's about 12 years old, I believe. Is that about right? You don't have a prayer card, do you, sister? No, you don't have a prayer card. You won't be called in the line then, so just stand where you are. The child's fading right before you there. Almighty God, be merciful. I'm thinking of Jairus, his little daughter, about 12, the only child he had. And this woman doubtless has come tonight to seek mercy. And her heart bleeding back to that child laying under. God grant that that little thing will be healed. May the angel that came into the prison and released Peter, that great shining light, when they were praying down at John Mark's house, may he go into that home tonight and release that little girl from that heart trouble. Send her on her road. I pray this blessing to her in Jesus Christ's name while her mother weepingly asks for the God's glory. Amen. God bless you, sister. As soon as you get to the child, you take your left hand, lay it over on her heart, raise your right hand to God and thank Him for what He did for your child at Calvary. Amen. By faith in God. All right. Lady, would you come just a little closer, if you will? You believe with all your heart? You do. You believe that the scripture testimony of Jesus Christ is the truth?
Yes.
You do. Of course, I see you have a lump on your nose there, a place on your nose. Anyone could see that and know that you'd like for that to be taken away. God can do that. But one of the main things that you're concerned about tonight is you're very nervous, upset. And you have arthritis also. Isn't that right? And you've had an operation. And that operation was a rectal operation for a tumor. You've never been well since.
Never well.
Is that right? You want to be well then? I say, do you want to be well now? Raise up your hand and accept Jesus Christ as your healer. Do you do it? Then go in Jesus Christ's name and be made well. Amen. I believe that. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Let's say thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Sister, do you believe with all your heart? You never want to go blind. Your eyes are going bad all the time. It's getting kind of flattening of the eyeball, and it's about to take your eyes out. You want to be made well, don't you? Come here just a moment. God, who made sight and eyes, can give you your sight. Lord, heal the woman. I pray that this condition will leave her in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Go now, accept it, do you, sister? Go say thank you, dear Lord, for healing you. All right, come, lady. You realize and know that unless God helps you now, you're not going to be here long. You got a cancer. Is that true? But when you come up that step, something begins to speak to you. Isn't that right? And believe Him. It'll be over. God bless you. Go and may God's peace be with you. Amen. My dear sister, with number one enemy of this life, heart trouble. But God can make you well of that. Do you believe it? Will you accept it now? You do? Just a minute, lady. What was your trouble? What trouble would you have? Can't, oh, that. What, yours is heart trouble, was it? Heart trouble. You have heart trouble too. You believe that God will make you well? You do? Stand up on your feet. Now both of you can be healed. Go home. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you understand demons scream to one another, they're trying to have help one from another. God is the only one. God bless you, sister. That's being humble before God. You got female trouble, haven't you, sister? If I told you Jesus Christ healed you 1,900 years ago, would you accept it? And go in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He knows you well. You believe that He'll heal you this cancer and take it off of you? Lord Jesus, may you grant it. In Jesus Christ's name, may the man go and be healed. Amen. God bless you. Go, don't doubt nothing. I want you to show us that place in a couple of days. All right. How do you do, sir? You know, to get over your condition,
yes.
Your arthritis, be made well, go home.
Yes.
Well, I don't matter how long you've had it, if you believe right now that Jesus Christ make you sit for perfectly whole, set you free, will you accept it?
Yes.
Raise up your hands like this. Say, I believe.
Hallelujah.
Slap your hands together like this. Say, Lord, I believe.
Thank
you. Put your feet up and down like this. Say, Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe.
Now go ahead, you're free. God bless you. Go and be made well. Yes, yes. Oh, you did. Yeah. You hear me now, of course.
Yes.
See, your deafness and everything, you had a prostate trouble, which is making you nervous too.
Yes.
All of that lets you. He don't heal you just of one thing. He heals you of all, brother. Even your astigmatism.
Yes.
See, you've been deaf in this ear for years.
For 45, 50 years.
Yes, sir. Now you hear me, well, don't you?
Yes.
Say amen.
Amen.
You're not deaf no more, brother. All right, come here, sir. You want to get well? You want to be made well too? Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal her and may she go off the platform rejoicing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. Pull the cotton out and go ahead. You're all right. All right, say. Okay. Come, brother. You believe with all your heart? Lord, heal the man. I pray that your spirit will be on him now and he'll go away from here rejoicing, happy, and well in Jesus' name. Amen. Now go thanking God. He's gone from you. Will not return. Let's say praise be to the Lord Jesus. Believe this?
Amen.
Are you having faith? Do you know the woman sitting next to you? Do you know this lady over here? This here. Kind of shocked her a while ago when she's seen you getting healed sitting next. Now look, you have a blockage in the veins, you see, and God will make you well. Do you believe this lady? Will you believe it? You're healed. God bless you, sister. That's all you have to do is have faith and believe in God, and God will make you both well. Do you believe that? Believe you both together or healed right now? God bless you, then you receive it. Amen. All right, sister. What do you think about this all? Do you believe it to be of God? You. And do you believe He is your Savior? And you believe that He's coming someday to receive you? You believe it. And you believe until that time that He's made a provision for you to live happy?
Yes.
He has. My, very nervous having you then. You've had a weak spells. You can hardly stay up very long at a time. Isn't that the truth? That's all caused from an operation you've had. You've had one of your lungs removed. Is that right?
That's right.
You believe God is your strength now?
Amen.
Then go praise Him with all your heart. You don't have to go back to bed anymore.
Hallelujah.
Let's say praise be to God. Oh, how He would heal it. Come, sir. How He would heal every person here if you just believe at this moment. They should never have no one else to pass through the line. Every person could be made well. Sir, are you and our strangers? We don't know each other. Only God knows both of us. That's, I don't know you, you don't know me. But you realize that we're standing in His presence. You got stomach trouble, sir. an ulcerated stomach, and you're a preacher. Is that right? Go preach divine healing from this on. Eat what you want to. And God bless you. Do you believe, sister? You've been nervous for years. But Jesus Christ, who stilled the waters on the sea that night, stills your nerves. God bless you. Now go believe that with all your heart. God bless you. Come, lady. Do you believe with all your heart, soul, and body? Yes? You're very conscious that something's happened to you. Now, if you believe that, just like you are now, your heart trouble will be gone from the rest of your life. It is now. If you keep believing the way you are now, it'll remain gone the rest of your life. God bless you. Let's say thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
How do you do? Do you believe with all your heart? Do you believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is your who could perceive the thoughts of the people like he did in that day? Who could break your life to pieces and show right here just exactly what's wrong with you and so forth? Just like he told the woman at the well about her husband. But it's not a husband condition for you. What it is your back. You're healed. Go on. God bless you. Let's say thanks be to God. Let's have faith in God.
Amen.
Come on. Our Lord Jesus Christ never loses. He can't lose. If you'll understand, Christian, that Jesus here on earth did not claim to be any healer. He only claimed to do what the Father showed him to do.
Right.
He said the Son can do nothing in himself but what he sees the Father doing. There was people healed, of course, that he didn't even see anything about them. A woman touched the hem of his garment. He said, thy faith has saved thee.
Yeah.
One day two blind men, I'm only resting now just for a moment. Two blind men came through the streets and crying for mercy. And he never paid them any attention because the Father hadn't showed him nothing. And they went on into the house and they brought the blind man to them and they cried for mercy. And he touched their eye saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. Is that right?
Amen.
The woman, the Syrophoenician woman said, as thou hast believed, so be it unto thee. See? But now when the Father showed him anything, he pronounced it. Look at him going through. How many believes he was loving and full of compassion and loved the people? Didn't look like very much of a display of that when he passed through the pool of Bethesda where great multitudes of impotent folks lay there, lame, halt, blind, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. And Jesus come right by every one of them and never touched the one. Full of love, full of compassion. He was more than that. He was God. He was God invested. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Do you believe that? And he moved right through there, the great Emmanuel, right through all those crippled and afflicted people and never touched one of them. But he knew where there was a man laying on a pallet that had had an infirmity 38 years. Is that right?
Yes.
Could you imagine passing a little waterhead baby, a poor old father, draw with arthritis, a blind mother with a bunch of children at home, him passing right by? And he healed that man on a pallet. He wasn't going to die with that disease. He had it 38 years. But the Father had showed him where that one was. And he healed that one, passed the rest of them by, and went on about his business. The Jews questioned him. The 19th verse of the same chapter, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself but what he sees the Father doing. Whatever things the Father doeth, he showeth the Son, and he doeth the Son also. The Father worketh, and I worketh hitherto. See what I mean? Now, if he is risen from the dead, he said, the things that I do shall you also.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
Now, he could perceive their thoughts, catch what they're thinking, so forth like that. Well, now, if he's risen from the dead and living in his church, not just in here, I'm just one of his members. You're his church. We're all together, one unit of believers. You say, well, Brother Branham, I'm a Methodist, though, but I've been born again, I got the Holy Ghost. You're a believer. You're one of them. Say, I'm a Presbyterian, Baptist, or what? That doesn't matter. As long as you've got the Holy Spirit, brother or sister, you're my brother and sister, you're God's son and daughter.
See?
And the Spirit can move through us. Now, these things by our teachers has just cheated us from it. We ought to have been way up the road. How can we ever go in rapture? Do you believe the church will be raptured someday? We which are alive and remain shall not prevent them which are asleep. The trumpet of God shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first. How are we going to have rapture and faith when we haven't got healing faith? Hear me? There's coming an hour. that when the church of Jesus Christ shall rise in her beauty,
Amen.
Signs and wonders will fall from everywhere, and I believe that hour is at hand.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
How do you do, lady? I'm a stranger to you, lady. You're a stranger to me. I know nothing of you. God knows you. But here's a perfect case again of our master talking to a Samaritan woman. It was a woman of another race. The Samaritans was a different race than the Jews. Just like we are two races. Be a white man, you're a colored lady. Now, Jesus, when he talked to her, why do you say, Brother Bram, why do you talk to people so much? What makes you do that? Well, the more I talk to people, the more he reveals. Now, if God has risen from the dead and living in his church and promised the things that he did, would we do also? You see what I'm getting at the congregation? I want them to see that this is not some nonsense. This is absolutely in the Bible, thus saith the Lord. It hasn't been preached. They should have known Jesus when he came. But they called him Beelzebub, a great fortune teller, and turned it away. But he wasn't no fortune teller. He was God. And today, the people who believe in the miracle-working power of God are considered fanatics. But he said if they call the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they call his disciples? As soon as Jesus talked to the woman and caught in the channel where her spirit was, he knew what was wrong with her. She was living in adultery. And he told her so. She had five husbands. Well, now Jesus is risen from the dead and living among us tonight. Now, he may not. But he can. And the same miracle repeat again right here. Is that right? You believe that? But your trouble, and Jesus Christ is here. Your trouble is female trouble. You've had it for some time. It was caused from childbirth. Isn't that right? Birth of a child. You have a boy, a little boy, about 3 years old, a little tot I seen running around. Isn't that right? And here's another thing that's bad with you. You have times of hemorrhages, bleeding. It goes for 2 or 3 months at a time. Isn't that right? Do you believe that woman touched the hem of his garment, was made whole? You believe your faith is touching him now? God bless you, then go. The hemorrhage stops. Without saying a word to you, lady, visions are hard on you. You understand that. Do you believe that he'll heal you by his name? Father, in the name of thy son, Jesus, heal the woman. I pray in Jesus' name that you'll grant. I go thanking God. Say, thank you, dear God, and make well. Have in faith. All right, sister, if I wouldn't say one word to you, you still believe that you'd... Yes. You're very sick, old lady. Yes. You got a cancer, and there's nothing to be done outside of God. You believe? You now believe? You now accept upon the death of Jesus Christ and his stripes at Calvary? You believe he healed you right now? Then in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke that devil of cancer. May it leave you. Almighty God, you said they'll lay hands on sick, they shall recover. Grant it to this woman in the name of thy son, Jesus.
Amen.
Go, sister, rejoicing. Renounce the cancer. Have no more to do with it. Just believe God with all your heart. You want to get the same thing for the same purpose. Go right on. God bless you. Amen. Let's say praise be to God. Amen.
Amen.
Now be faithful. Have faith in God. Now, reverend. It's as reverent as you can be, for the Spirit of God is very timid. Everyone knows that. Sometimes if you're moving around, it interrupts you. See, you're conscious. Every one of you in a unit of yourself is a supernatural being.
That's right.
You know that? You say, Brother Branham, that's psychology. It is not. If it is, Jesus Christ used it.
Yeah.
Well, he took the people out of the multitudes, led a man out of the city to get to give him his sight again. Is that right?
Yeah.
And when he went up to Jairus' house to raise the daughter of his little girl that was sick and died, they all began to lament and go on, and he said, she's not dead, she's sleeping. While they laughed into scorn, made fun of him. You know what he done? Put them everyone out of the house.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
And then he raised the girl. Is that true?
Yes.
When Peter come down, when he come from Joppa down and sent Peter down to pray for Dorcas. How many knows the story? All the widows were standing around crying and lamenting because they'd lost Dorcas. You know what Peter done? All that unbelief, he just put them everyone out of the house. Knelt down and prayed. Is that right?
Right.
Went and brought Dorcas up. Look at the Shunammite woman when her baby had died and she got on this mule and rode to see Elijah. And Elijah, I think that's where Paul got putting handkerchiefs on the stick.
Right.
Elijah had the staff in his hand. He knew that everything he touched was blessed. He knew that if he could get the woman to believe it. And he told Gehazi, said, you take my staff and go and don't you talk to anybody, but lay that staff on the baby. But the woman's faith wasn't in the staff, it was in the prophet. She said, I'm not leaving you. As though your soul lives and never dies, said, I'm not leaving you. So Elijah just girded up his own loins, got his big old piece of leather and girded around him, and away he went. When he got to the house, the other yard was full, screaming and crying, but the woman took the baby and laid him on the prophet's bed. Very good place to lay him. That's right. In the little chamber where she'd done him a favor, and in other words, she'd give him an offering and put it out there, and a place where a little candlestick and a bench and a bed and so forth, and she laid the baby in the prophet's chamber. And then Elijah, when he walked in, he walked up and down across the floor. Never took any of them with him. He went by himself. He prayed and prayed and then went and laid his face upon the baby's face. The baby sneezed 7 times and come to life. Isn't that right? Sure. Not psychology, friends, but the power of God alone. Jesus said, when thou prayest, be not like the hypocrites, stand and make great big lovely prayers as taught. He said, go into a closet, close the door, and pray to your Father who seeth in secret.
Hallelujah.
It's always that way. Have faith in God. All right, Brent. Excuse me, sister. I don't want you to think sometimes vision gets me. You, that's all right. It's not where you understand. Now, for instance, yourself. If I wouldn't say one word to you, I believe you'd believe anyhow. Yes, sir, you'd believe anyhow. All right? Then your eyes would get well, wouldn't they? That's what one of your troubles is. Next thing is your stomach. And there's something wrong with your feet. Isn't that right? Say, aren't you a teacher or some kind of a student of philosophy? Is that right? Go practice on Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and tell him that you believe him with all your heart, and you'll get well. Let's say praise be to God. Listen. Oh, don't weary. Don't just cry out. Jesus said if they hold their peace, the rocks will immediately cry out. Go believing, sister. God bless you and make you well in Jesus Christ's name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Believe with all your heart.
Amen.
Believest thou this?
Amen.
How do you do, sister? You're not nervous no more. You was healed sitting down there in a chair. Go ahead. God bless you. Give God praise. Come now believing. All right, come, sir. You can eat if you want to. You want to? Well, the altar's gone, man. Go ahead. God bless you. Stay well. All right. You wouldn't have to limp around and try to get out of the bed the way you did the other morning there and almost fall. Arthritis has left you if you believe. Do you believe? Well, go rejoice and send thanks be to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You believe with all your heart? Hallelujah. Be reverent. Now remember, friends, when evil spirits are leaving these people and they're loose in the building, if you come up in a few days showing some kind of a sickness, remember, it's not my fault. All you're supposed to do is to tell you here, every spirit in the building is subject right now. And demons, as soon as they come out, they'll find some place to go. Remember, they wanted to go in some hogs one time. Is that right? So be reverent. Now, if I didn't know what I was speaking of, you'd take my word. See, those feelings, I feel them as the still pressures moving in the building like that, and all at once your clothes are gone. Where they went, I don't know. If you're an unbeliever and disobedient, you're very much receptacle to them. That's right. So just remember, that's true. How do you do, lady? You're the patient, are you? You come, you believe with all your heart. You believe me to be God's servant. You come for your boy. Your boy is a mental case. Is that right? You're kind of disturbed about your belief in Christ. Isn't that right? So is that. Is that right? Go receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, lady, and then lay your hands on the boy. And God bless you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. You want to get over that anemia condition? Well, just go say, praise the Lord, and accept it to be healed.
Hallelujah.
Let's say, praise the Lord, everyone.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
You believe with all your heart, lady? Believe you're going to get well?
Yeah.
I thought you were crippled first, but you're just so nervous. That's what it is. You've been
yes.
that way long. Go rejoice and say, praise the Lord with all your heart, and you'll get well. Go believe it now. Don't doubt anything at all. Just throw up your hands and believe. You believe, sir?
Yes, sir.
You want to deal with the arthritis, too?
Yes.
Just go
yes.
rejoice and God bless you. Amen. And praise the Lord. All right. Let's say thanks be to God. Oh, how we love the Lord Jesus. You believe her, lady?
Yes, sir.
I believe it. I believe it. Oh, my. You have arthritis? That's right. That's right. You have kidney trouble? That's right. And you've also got a tumor on your right shoulder. Go, and may the Lord Jesus make you well. Let's say praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come, lady, believing with all your heart. You believe that kidney trouble left you sitting there? You go ahead, then. God bless you. You can receive it. Let's say thanks be to God.
Amen.
Everybody in here could be healed if you wanted to. Come, lady. Demons are crying, move. There's a stomach trouble, isn't it, lady? You want to get healed. Sir, you sitting out there, you're thinking about your wife that's not here, but you want her to be healed, that tumor in the stomach, don't you? If you do with all your heart, believe with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength. Do you believe it that way, everybody? You can be made well. God bless you. Now go eat what you want to. Amen. Let's say thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
You won't go blind if you believe Jesus Christ. You do?
No.
Go believe Him, man. God bless you. Be made well. You want to be healed, sister? Say, I accept Jesus as my healer. I go tell him that, just saying everybody say, I'm healed. Thank the Lord for healing me, and you'll get well. Come, lady. You believe with all your heart? You have heart trouble. You have arthritis. You believe it's left you?
Yes.
God, amen. That's the way to do it. Amen. Come. Just a moment. Bow your heads everywhere. Thou deaf spirit, I adjure thee by Jesus, the Son of God, come out of the woman. You hear me?
Glory.
You hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
You're healed. Your death spirit has left you. Go. Amen. You don't get over diabetes? Just rejoice and go off the platform and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, and get over it. You believe with all your heart, everybody? Have faith in God. Amen. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Had you come. Here's another deaf spirit. Bow your head. Oh, thou demon of deafness, leave the woman, I adjure thee by Jesus, the Son of God. Come out of her. You hear me? You hear me now?
Yes, I can hear it close to, but when I'm about 10 feet away from the telephone.
You hear me now?
I can hear the telephone ring.
Let's hear you say amen.
Amen.
Say, I love the Lord. I love the Lord.
I love the Lord.
Amen. Now you're healed. Going off of that form and God. All right, lady, you was praying the other day in your room, kneeling by the side of a little bed. Chair set over on the right hand side. You said to the Lord, if I can get in Brother Branham's prayer line, I'll be healed of this nervousness. Is that right? You are. Go. The Lord bless you. Let's say praise the Lord.
Praise the
Lord. Getting weak, don't we? Stay pretty close. All right. You believe in your back trouble? God's going to make you well? Go on. God bless you. Amen. Come. Bow your head. Yes, person.
Deaf in both ears.
Lord, be merciful. Heal the woman in Jesus' name. I ask for this spirit to come out of her. Now. Go on rejoicing. You're healed and well. You hear in both ears. Now you're all right. Go on. Be happy. Let's say praise the Lord. Come. Colored lady sitting right over there at that heart trouble, you want to be healed, sitting there with your hands up like this? You want to get over that heart trouble? All right, stand up on your feet. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Both of you. That other lady had heart trouble sitting right behind her brown coat on, just wiping her eyes. You were both healed at the same time. So are you, brother. Go on to the platform. Rejoice and thank God. You also had heart trouble. The whole demon left at one time. Let's say praise the Lord. All right, lady, your kidney trouble is gone from you. Go on your road rejoicing. Hallelujah. Every demon in the building has to bow in the presence of Jesus Christ. You believe that?
Amen.
Have faith? Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is here to take over everything you have need of. And He promised to supply your need from your birth to your end of your life. You've got faith enough to believe. You just have faith in Him right now and ask Him and you shall receive. All right, bring it. Are you the lady? You believe with all your heart? You believe me to be God's servant? You have some kind of headache that bothers you. And that's caused from a stomach trouble. And you're nervous. What causes the whole thing? Causes ulcerated stomach. Is that right? Saved. You're a missionary. And you come from India. Is that right? And you're somewhere in some back Canada connected into it. I've seen the Canadian. Is that right? All right, you're healed. Go on back to India, wherever you are. And praise the Lord. Let's accept Jesus Christ. Everybody want to accept Him right now as your healer? If you do, stand up to your feet.
Hey.
For thus saith the Lord. Any man that will stand and believe in Him tonight as the Son of God as the healer shall be healed. Almighty God, author of life, I ask that every demon power will be broken in this building tonight, and sick people will be set at liberty.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, may it be so.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Did you ever read the little book? A little book called I think called Prophet Visits Africa or something like that. Did you ever see the picture of that angel?
Yeah.
You saw the picture of it. I'm only trying to talk to you this, like he did as a woman as well. You've been through some trouble. You've just been operated on. That comes from the back or around this way under the side, it was a gallbladder.
Yeah.
A gallbladder operation. Two doctors is in the room that's taken the gallbladder. You've never been well since. Sick all the time.
Yes.
You've never done the job right. Jesus Christ can do it.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory.
Go ahead, it's done now.
Hallelujah.
Sister, will you accept healing for your eyes tonight?
I will.
In the name of Jesus Christ, may you receive it. Go in God's peace, be with you. Come, ladies. Will you accept your healing tonight? You believe that Jesus Christ died for you? And you believe that female trouble will leave you tonight? You believe it has now? It has now. As you have believed, so is it to you. God bless you in Jesus' name. All right. Come, lady. Do you believe with all your heart? Believe in Jesus Christ this year? You believe that God will heal your heart trouble? Then He will. Go in the name of the Lord Jesus, He has. God bless you. Come, lady. Do you believe with all your heart? Believe the Son of God is here to make you whole? You believe that He has made you whole? What's your trouble? You got a dark hanging around you all the time. It's a haunting feeling. It's a nervous condition. That's due to the time of life you're living. The devil told you, don't lose your mind. He's a liar. You're healed. Go off the platform. All right, come. Lady, you have also, God bless you. Rise up now and receive your sight. May Jesus Christ go and make you whole. God bless you. Let's say praise the Lord. Do you believe, lady, with all your heart? You believe that you're in His presence? You do. All right, you have it. It's not a disease. It's thin skins in your nose that cause you to have hay fever. Is that right? You accept your healing from Jesus Christ? Amen. Go testify. Praising God. Come, lady. You believe with all your heart? Would you like to get over that kidney trouble? It's caused you a lot of that trouble. You'll get over it if you believe Jesus Christ and accept Him as your healer. You do? God bless you. Go and may the Lord Jesus save you. Yes, sir. You go lay your hands up on her and believe that she'll get well and you shall have what you ask for. Do you believe, my brother, with all your heart? Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal him and make him well. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Oh, rejoice. One happy. Come, sister. You believe with all your heart? If I wouldn't say a word. What if I told you that nervousness left you when you were sitting in the seat? Would you believe it?
Yes.
Go on, man. God bless you. All right, come, lady. Come. You believe with all your heart? You do.
I do.
That old coughing asthmatic condition, go believe that Jesus Christ makes you whole. You shall have it in the name of God. All right, come, lady. Yes, terrible things wrong. One's nervous, and one thing is your heart that's bothering you, making you have heart flutters in the heart. You believe it's left you? Go and believe with all your heart, and you shall have it. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
You believe, brother, with all your heart, God heals you. Amen. Go right ahead, believing with all your heart. Come, lady. You believe with all your heart? Now, look. Let me talk to you just a moment. You believe God will reveal to me something of your life if I talk to you a minute and tell you what was wrong with you? All right? You have arthritis. You try to get out of bed. You're not going to go. You try to step off of the sidewalk, sitting sideways, your foot sideways, get off of a sidewalk. Isn't that right? Stand beside a light post and somebody pushed and you almost fell. Well, now you stomp your feet up and down your heel. Go bleeding with all your heart, gone from you, accepting Jesus Christ. You believe, lady, with all your heart? Lord Jesus, heal the woman. May she go and be made well in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right. You believe, lady? All your heart? What's the matter, people? We sit like paralyzed Christians. God Almighty, in His infant power, you don't get rid of that hay fever? Go ahead. God bless you. All right, have faith now. Believe with all your heart. How can the people who claim to accept the blessings of the cup of the rim into the golden blessings of God? Oh, you melon raha, God's mercy to the people. Have faith in God. Those people, no matter what's said to them or what's done, they're getting healed anyhow. Not a person. Watch the expression to their face when they're coming by. Almighty God who sent His angel to the room that night, you say that's fanaticism. Well, brother, the whole world knows about it and knows it's the truth. The scientific world knows it's the truth. I come speaking in His name, Jesus Christ, and He's confirming the words that's been said that it is the truth. Hallelujah. Right. Certainly. Just passing the people, I'm trying to get them to accept Christ upon the negative, upon the positive word of Jesus Christ, to believe it without saying anything. How do you do, lady? You believe with all your heart? Believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died for you, that you might be healed? You believe that He has done it? You do? Had an operation, didn't you? Had the tumor taken? Or the? And you believe that Jesus Christ has made you whole now? All right, go. God bless you. You can be there. All right, come. You believe, lady? All right. Old female troubles by long. You've been nervous. You got a hard of hearing in your ear. And also you got a hay fever. Almighty God, author of life, giver of every good gift, bless this woman. I curse this disease, this death spirit. Leave her in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, you hear me? Do you hear me now?
Yes.
Now what's happened to you? Here's your thing you don't need it. Watch. You hear me?
Yes.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say, I love the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You're healed. God bless you. Let's say praise the Lord. Of course, I see you hobbling along, lady. There's something wrong with you somewhere. You got arthritis. Throw that thing down. Pick up Jesus Christ in your heart and say, get out of here, Satan. Get off here. Walk off the platform normally well. Do you believe it? Will you accept it? Will you act upon it? Stop your feet on the floor and walk across the platform. That's right. Put out on here. Praise God. You want to do the same thing, brother? Take off and do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's say praise the Lord. Have faith in God. All right. I'm believing. You believe with all your heart? Would you like to eat a good big hamburger about that thick tonight? Go do it then. And the stomach, what's done that? You're nervous, you see. It's nothing wrong. They told you had an ulcer, but that's wrong. It isn't nothing but a peptic condition of the stomach. You know that sour isn't called all that trouble and burning around. That's left. You go on and eat what you want to. Ladies, there's only one hope for you, and that's Jesus Christ. Well, that condition that you have now, the cancer, it'll kill you unless you accept Jesus Christ. You believe he'll heal you? God bless you. Go in the name of the Lord Jesus. May you be healed. Amen. Come, ladies. You believe with all your heart? You believe that nervousness is going to leave you?
I do.
God bless you. Go on, shout and praise to God for us. Amen. Let's say praise the Lord. Just give him praise. Just a moment. Deaf spirit, bow your head everywhere you are.
Glory,
Almighty God, author of life, send our blessings to healer. Satan, leave her. In Jesus' name. There you are. You get all right now? Now, since you go praising God, you're healed. Let's say, lady, do you believe the heart trouble left you sitting there? That's right. Go right on. Rejoice and say, praise the Lord. Come, lady. My. You believe with all your heart? You want to get over that arthritis?
Yes.
You accept Jesus?
Yes, I do.
I bless you. Go right on in. Get over in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come believe me. You want to get healed, sister? Raise up your hands and say, I accept Jesus as my healer. God bless you. Go on. You never have to have that operation. You'll be healed. Let's go believing with all the heart. God bless you. You believe, lady? Sure. You accept it right there, didn't you? You get any troubles done? God bless you. All right, come, lady. Of course, a little nervousness, that goes with your age, but you got arthritis also, it's bothering you. Is that right? Go on, accept your healing. Say, Jesus, make me whole. Amen. Hallelujah. Almighty God, author of life, send thy peace upon this man. Cast out this deaf spirit and make him to hear and be normal. In the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, come out of him. You hear me, sir? All right? God bless you. Go on now, you're healed. Go on, you'll love rejoicing. Same thing. All thou devil, come from the woman in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave her.
Amen.
Hear me? Say amen. God bless you. Go on and be made well in the name of Jesus Christ. Come, sir. Would you like to eat your supper? Go ahead in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come with all your heart. Condition, be go make well. Go accept your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to be healed, brother? You accept your healing? In Jesus' name, may you receive it. Amen.
Amen.
Don't say you're excited. God bless our brethren healing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Just a moment. The angel of the Lord left here, went to the audience. Amen. You'll feel that nervousness, lady? Go on, accept your healing. Say, thank you, Jesus Christ, for healing you. All right. Where there was a dark people. Dark, I believe it's Mexico, Mexican people. You have some kind of a swelling condition that takes place or something in you. And you've had an injury in the spine, two or three of them.
Three of them.
You're a friend to Fred Bosworth.
Sure.
I see him standing before me now, a fat, heavy set fellow with his hair, it's Paul Rader. Is that right? God bless you. Go on, peace and God be with you. Do you believe with all your heart? You look like you've got good eyes, but you haven't. It's astigmatism that's bothering them. You're real nervous and upset. It's a time of life. But do you believe Jesus Christ heals you and restores you now? God bless you in the name of Jesus. Little lady, you're facing an operation with a tumor, but God can make you well. Do you believe it? And go and accept it in the name of the Lord Jesus. How do you do, sir? You want to get over that kidney trouble, that do you? You bleed twice feels in, you got a hernia, you've been all over the state calls it prostate trouble, is that right? The other day you was praying about that. On your road down here, you did the same thing. You didn't stop the side of that tree. God bless you now. Go on your heels. Come, lady. Do you believe with all your heart? Got a female trouble that bothers you for years. It's an ovary condition. Is that right? Go in the name of the Lord Jesus and be made well. Let's say praise be to God. Lady, do you believe with all your heart? Believe it. Accept your healing then in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go and be made well. Come, lady. Do you believe with all your heart? You don't get only half any condition? Go thanking God and praise Him for all your healing. Let's say praise the Lord. Come, lady. Do you want to be healed of that nervous condition? All right, God bless you. Go and be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus. You believe, lady, with all your heart? With all your heart. Yeah. Oh, it's arthritis. I didn't know why you were standing in a senior position where you were trying to get up. All right, go on now, and you'll never have it again. God bless you. Go rejoice. Come, lady. You believe with all your heart? If I wouldn't say one word to you, yet you'd believe it, would you? You would believe. Standing between you and I, I sent the table. Food is on it, and you walked away from it. You want to go sit down and eat? Be made well? Do you believe Jesus Christ heals you right now, that stomach condition? You do? God bless you. This is what's happened. So, the Lord bless you, my sister. All right, lady. My, could cause you some horrible trouble, couldn't it? That back you got. But Jesus Christ will make you well. Do you believe that? Do you accept it now? God bless you, go in name. Let's say praise the Lord. You want to deal with that arthritis? You believe you're over it now? All right, and that's just as you had believed. Go with you. God bless you. Come, lady. Amen.
Yeah.
You want to get over that tumor without an operation?
Yes.
You believe the power of God is sure to make that demon leave out of there and them cells will break away and go away? Do you believe it? Then accept Him as your healer right now. The same thing. All right, come, lady. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit now becomes predominant. Every demon power in this building is subject to Almighty God.
Amen.
Right now, anything can happen. Anybody that will believe at this time may receive. Oh, we would have to bring another one in the prayer line. God will heal every person here right now upon the basis of your faith. Lady, go ahead and eat what you want to. Your faith has saved you. God bless you. All right, come in. Now, lady, do you believe with all your heart? You hear? I suppose the people see it's not reading your mind. Lay your hand on my shoulder. If God can show me out here by vision, what's your trouble? Will you accept your healing from Jesus Christ? Yes, ma'am. You have something stiff there. It's arthritis. Is that right?
Yes.
If it is, raise up your hand off my shoulder. Now it's gone from you. Go off the platform. It's gone. All right. How do you do, lady? You believe with all you've got will make you well of... You got an oppression. It's something that haunts you, a nervous condition. Isn't that right? You're healed. So, God bless you. All right. Come, lady. Put your hand over here on my shoulder and say, I believe with all my heart Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Do you do that with all your heart?
Me?
Yes. All right, walk off platform and say, thank you, Jesus, for healing you tonight. Amen. Come, sir. You believe with all your heart?
Yes.
Believe that God is here to make you well?
Sure.
Nervousness is a hard thing for a man your age. But you can be healed of it now. Do you believe it?
Yeah.
All right, let's call some apostate trouble. Walk off your platform and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. 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 You believe with all your heart?
I
just wanted to see how many people are getting healed around out there in that audience with the same thing that's happening here on the platform. All right, your heart troubles bless you, lady. Just go ahead. Let's say thanks be to God. Oh, how I love Jesus because He first loved me, purchased my salvation on cold, dark Calvary. Believe. You accept your healing, lady? Go say thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing.
Yeah.
Come, lady. Don't you know that back trouble, kidney condition? Don't say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing me. Believe with all your heart. Come, lady. Nervous, fluttery, heart condition. Go accept your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus and get well. All right. Come, lady. Also conditions of the heart. You got also hay fever that's bothering you. Isn't that right? Go and accept your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come, lady. You believe with all your heart. You'll get a little female troubles bothering you all these years since you're children. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing me. Go off of here. No, you just thought they were. They were healed right there, see. You hear me? Sure, you hear me. You hear me now? I told you you were healed, sister. Don't doubt me. See if you doubt me. You don't. Well, now, see, you are healed, aren't you? See, you can hear? All right. Your female trouble's gone too. Your nervousness has left you. Your hearing's missed here. Listen, I haven't heard for years. Amen. Say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
All right, go off the platform shouting. Don't doubt. If you doubt, it'll come back on you again. Don't do that. Believe. Have faith in God. Amen. Please, sister, say, I thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Go and say, praise the Lord. All right, come, lady. You believe with all your heart? Believe Jesus Christ is sure to make you whole? Say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing this arthritis. I won't have it no more. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You believe, lady? God heal this poor little woman and make her well in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, mother. May the Lord bless you. Let's say thanks be to God. Now, be reverent. Be reverent now. Keep watching the Spirit of God move as it's moving. When somebody's being healed here, you take the same thing. You just accept it by faith. Believe it with all your heart. God will make it so. Amen. All right, come, sir. You believe with all your heart? Are you all believing with the man on the cot stretcher? Are you believing? You're believing? Right? Just have faith. Keep praying. Way back in the back, believe. You just raise your head up back there, sir, believing, with a white coat on, back on that side. Oh, it's about the little lady. That's you, yes, sir. The lady sitting next to you. Oh, she wants to receive a child, a baby. I see her moving. Is that right, young lady? Do you want to receive it? Do you believe? Raise up your hand, man. God bless you. Stand up to your feet. Lord Jesus, may she be fertile and bring forth that which she desires. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, my sister. Go and God's peace be on you. Hallelujah. Have faith in God. You true believer, with all your heart, all your heart. You got something wrong in your chest. You got, I believe it's something in your eye, a cataract, sinus gland pulled down like that. Isn't that true? And aren't you a visitor here? You come from Canada. Say, you got a wife that was sick. And this man right here prayed for her. And she was healed. So are you. God bless you. You can see how you're standing with on your feet in two places. Have faith in God. Come, you believe. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you receive your healing. Go shouting to praise God. Believe him. Amen. Lord Jesus, bless her and restore this to her in Jesus' name. Amen. You hear me all right?
Yes.
You're healed. God bless you. Go on. For God be upon you. How do you do, sister? Come, do you believe with all your heart? Stiffened up with arthritis and nervous and upset. Say, thank you, Jesus, for healing. I'd walk the platform and join us in say praise be to God and be made whole. You believe with all your heart? You don't get over the hay fever? Well, just keep on going and praising God. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Or believe with all your heart. You believe. In the name of Jesus Christ, may he be healed. Raise your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. There you are. Praise the Lord. All right. Come, sir. Get over the heart trouble. Just raise up your hand and say, thank you, Lord. And heal. Amen. Come, sir. You believe with all your heart. You believe it? That old nervous condition left you? In the name of the Lord Jesus, receive your healing. Let's say praise be to God. You believe, sister, with all your heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you be healed. Amen. Let's say praise the Lord. It's your son. Do you believe that God will reveal to me the trouble of that child?
I believe.
With all your heart.
With all my heart.
And if I will be, by the help of God, reveal that child's trouble to you by the Spirit of God, you will believe that God is in his church doing the same thing you did. He's a nervous child. Is that right? Lay your own hand on his head. Say, God, I accept his healing in the name of Calvary right now. Curse the healing disease in this boy's body. Walk up that one, they're going to be well. Let's say praise be to God. All right, clean the lady. You believe with all your heart. Believe Jesus Christ makes you well right now. Go thanking God, saying, praise you, Lord, praise you. Don't ever have no negative testimony. Testify positive. Jesus has healed me and I'm well. Go and you will receive your healing. Say praise be to God. All right. Come, young man. What do you think about this? You believe it. You believe that nervousness is going to leave you? You believe it has left you? You believe Jesus Christ taken away from you? Then he has. Amen. God bless you. Go on. Our lady, you want that cataract removed from your eyes? You do? Accept Jesus as your healer? Believe the thing's dead right now and sight will come into that eye? You shall have it. Go and praise God. What you believe, you shall have. Come, lady, and get over all that nervous and upset condition in the name of Jesus Christ. May you go and be healed. Go thank God. Praise him for it with all your heart. Brother, you received it while you were sitting down there. Go on by here and receive it. Something striking you that's never hit you before in your life. You realize that you're in the presence of something. Isn't that right? That's right. You've always been a nervous, upset child. All through school and everything. Isn't that right? Do you believe it's gone from you now? It has. Now go and say thanks be to God and give the praise to God. All right, sir. You believe your eyes will get well? In the name of Jesus Christ, grant it, Lord God. Go thanking God for it. Do you believe, sir, you'll get well?
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus Christ, healing, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. Go thank him, amen. Praise the Lord. Come, lady. You believe with all your heart. You go home and lay hands on your sick child. Your asthma will leave you now. Go on. Praise God. Give him thanks and praise.
Oh, blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred minds is like that of us. God bless you, sister. If you believe with all your heart, you'll never go blind. You believe it? God bless you. Go and receive it. Come, lady. Amen. Oh, what a night. What a time. What a privilege. Setting together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. Come, lady. You don't get over that back trouble? Go on, accept Jesus Christ as your healer and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. You shall have it. Come, lady. You believe? with all your heart, if I wouldn't say one word to what was wrong with you, yes, you believe that you're healed.
Yes.
Is that right? Then go eat what you want to. Your stomach trouble bless you. God bless you. Let's say praise be to God. Guys, you believe God will make it well?
Yes,
in the name of Jesus Christ, I bless this child for its healing and the mother too. God bless you. Go on your road rejoicing now, thanking God for it. You believe with all your heart? You believe that God will make you well? To me that anyone would see standing right there. Can't you see that whirl of fire, pillar of fire hanging right down there? I see it breaking loose at the woman. She's kind of a dark-skinned woman, and she's been operated on for a tumor in the breast. She has the table moving before her. She's got stomach trouble. There sits a lady sitting right down there with your little round feathers like on your head or something. It's you, lady. You that look, raise your, that's you. Stand up to your feet. Didn't you just have an operation right there? Is that right? All right. You're healed now. Go home. God has made you well. Amen. Everybody ought to believe. Listen, lovely Christian friends. I can heal people. I am not a healer. Jesus Christ has healed you. He's already did it. You sitting there, sir, looking at me so sincerely, back there in that second row. You've got somebody on your mind, a man with a blue-looking shirt on his collar open. You're studying about somebody. It's about a brother. And a brother is a... Stand up. There's another man standing in front of you. A vision is... It's a brother that's blind. And you got a mother. She has heart trouble. Is that right? Isn't that them sitting right next to you? And in the vision, when I see you at your house before you left, isn't that your wife sitting right next to you there? Is that right? With you with that much faith, you know what I do if I was in her place? I give up that habit of smoking cigarettes and accept their healing. Will you do it? God bless you. Amen. Let's say praise God. You believing?
Yes.
You want to get over the hay fever?
Yes.
Go accept their healing in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come, sir. You believing with all your heart? You are? You come for a good reason. You're doing wrong. You got a habit you want to leave behind. You believe God will take it away from you tonight? Believe God will make you well? You do? All right. Cursed be the devil that binds this man. Thou demon of alcohol, come out of the man. Go and drink the Lord's balm. Give your heart to Jesus Christ to be made well. Just a minute. Now, just a moment. Have faith in God. Where's the crippled man at? There's somebody here. Is this man on the cot? Do you believe me to be God's servant? Look over this way a minute. Young man, I couldn't heal you. I know nothing about you. God knows that. But you... Your life is in the hands of God. You believe me to be His servant? Your wife sitting there by you. She's not your wife, she's your sweetheart. And you're suffering with leukemia. Cancer of the bloodstream. You're going to die if you lay there. The doctor can do no more for you. You've only got one opportunity. That's a blessed promise of the Lord Jesus Christ. The people pulled you over here in this place tonight. As they brought you and put you in here, they pulled you over here purposely, thinking as you'd lay there and they asked you to believe. And if you'd believe that the Spirit of God would pull me to you. Is that the truth? Or do you believe me to be His servant? You accept Jesus Christ as your healer? You do now? You forsake everything and accept Him as your healer? Then in the name of Jesus Christ, stand up, take up your horn.